Hello there, adventurer. Welcome to my garden. Oh, please, there's no need to raise your sword. I mean you no harm. Rather, is that any way for a guest to behave when wandering into a lady's home? Oh? You say you're not a guest? Choose your words carefully, adventurer. As a guest, I treat you with all the respect a hostess should. But as an intruder? Well, let's just say that I won't be so gentle. Is that a quiver in your arm I see? My, you can barely hold your sword. Are you so frightened of monsters that even the mere sight of me has you shaken? How adorable. Are you really the best the villagers had left? The other heroes they sent at least could hold a blade properly. You are much smarter than the rest, though. The others all rushed to attack me the minute they saw me. To their loss, of course. Only the greatest of fools attacks an Alleraine in the middle of her own garden so thoughtlessly. None of them have even lasted a minute. So you're doing quite well so far, all things considered. Although you did still come into my garden, never suspecting the villagers set you up. So I can't give you too much credit. Oh yes, you heard me correctly. It's a lovely arrangement we have. In the past, they would send tributes to me in exchange for safe passage through the forest. But that really didn't satisfy anyone. They never sent their best. I mean, I soon tired of being fed the worthless trash they would send me. Delinquents, petty thieves, starving vagrants. There's no way I could be satisfied with such inferior meals. Our new agreement works so much better. In exchange for safe passage, they send adventurers, like you, to me. What is it that they told you? That I have kidnapped boys from the village? How tragic! A brave, noble adventurer, willing to put his life on the line for complete strangers, betrayed by the very people he thought he was aiding. It's enough to make me shed a tear. And there it is. That delicious look of fear. That pure despair when you realize that it is all for nothing. You won't even get the honor of nobly sacrificing yourself to protect the innocent. Instead, you're going to be devoured as nothing more than an offering by a village of worthless cowards, so wicked they'd sacrifice a complete stranger to preserve their way of life. So, what will you do now? Try to run? Stay and fight? What will the brave adventurer do? Choose quickly. I'm sure you've noticed my vines creeping closer to you. Ah, so running it is. And got you. Poor little fool. You didn't even notice my vines were already coiled around your ankles. And now I'll just pluck that sword away. There, you won't be needing that anymore. It lost all purpose it had the second you decided to run instead of fight. Oh, but don't get me wrong. Running was absolutely the right decision. If you tried to fight me, well, I'd probably snap your neck. Just in self-defense, of course. After all, that's what I've done to all the other adventurers who tried to fight. But you? There's no need to kill you just yet. You're not even a threat in the slightest. Why, I might even be convinced to let you go. After I'm finished playing with you, of course. So don't struggle, my dear little toy. It's useless anyway. There's nothing you can do to stop my vines from curling around your body, winding around your limbs and stretching you out for me, peeling away your clothes to leave you defenseless. Ah, that's perfect. Now you're exactly as you should be, wrapped up in my vines, naked and vulnerable, completely at my mercy. Oh, hush now. Don't cry, dear. If you're going to keep making such an adorable face, I might not be able to control myself. There, that's better. Now time to start playing with you. I think I'll just start by running my vines along your thigh. My, don't start squirming yet. I've only just begun. My, you're so sensitive. I never thought I'd get such an adorable little morsel to come offering himself so willingly to me. What's that? You're not willing? Oh, I can't believe that. I can't possibly believe those feeble struggles are really the best you can do. Admit it, dear. You want this. Go on. Say it. Do my vines feel good running across your skin? Do you enjoy being teased? You can try to deny it, but I can hear your breaths getting deeper. I can feel your cock reacting to my vines when I brush up against you. You're longing for me to wrap you up even more in vines, aren't you? No? You don't want to feel my vines on your cock? All right, then. If you insist, I'll just continue teasing you then. Ah, your face looks so cute when you're trying to resist me. Let me pull you in closer to get a better look at you. Yes, that's much better. Now I can see you biting your lip as you desperately try to resist. I can see the fear and the pleasure mixing in your eyes. I can even reach out and touch your flushed cheeks. There, don't turn away. If you just let me show you a little affection, this will all go so much smoother for you. Unless you want me to get rougher on you. Good boy, then settle down and let me play with you properly. Oh, now, you don't have much experience with this, do you? One little touch of my vine against your cock, and you're already whimpering for me. Don't get too excited, pet. This is only teasing. Imagine how embarrassing it would be if you came from just a little stroking. That's better. It's so much better when you resist a bit. It makes breaking you down all the more fun. So go on. Try to resist. Try to stop those sweet little moans from coming out as my vines stroke you up and down. Up and down. Oh yes, you can try and grit your teeth, but your moans will still come out eventually. Maybe I'll just force your mouth open. Yes, having my vines worm their way between your lips sounds lovely. So here you go, pet. Ow! Ah! You just bit me! How dare you! And I was trying to be nice. If you won't accept my pleasure for me, I'll just have to show you what kind of pain I can cause you. That's right. These vines make excellent whips, don't they? I'll still happily cover your whole body in these markings. Across your flushed cheek. On your toned little body. I'll mark you until you're covered in proof that you belong to me. Ah, there, that's better. You're much cuter with my whip marks streaked across your skin. That's not all my vines can do, though. They can squeeze you very tightly. tighter. Tighter. So tight you'll feel like they're going to break you. What's that? Please? Oh, you want me to stop? I already warned you that this would happen if you weren't going to accept my gentleness. I'd show you my harsher side. So this must be what you want, right? Oh, it's not? Then what do you want, my toy? Those are the only options here. If you're willing to be submissive, you can be my toy, my pet. If not, you can just be my meal like all the others. I'll enjoy you for a bit, then drain you dry. Then your lifeless corpse can be the nourishment for my beautiful garden. It's your choice. So then, are you ready to accept it, pet? Are you ready to submit to me? Really? Good. Then say it. Be a good boy and say that you'll submit. Do stop sobbing, dear. I can't hear you through your tears. Quit crying and say it. Say, yes, mistress, I'll be a good toy. Wonderful! If you're finally going to be a good toy for me, then there's so much we can do together. You experienced my vines already, but there is so much more an Alarain can offer. Let me show you. Do you see these blossoms? Beautiful, aren't they? And they smell so sweet. Let me just blow some of their pollen over you. There. Just breathe it in. Yes, just like that. Breathe in the pretty pink pollen drifting this way towards you. Doesn't it smell nice? Looks like it already began affecting you. Looks like it already began affecting you. You look so dazed. Let me give you another dose. There. Just breathe it in. Your head feeling a bit fuzzy now, isn't it? Like your thoughts are just a big, fluffy pink cloud. Isn't this nice? Don't try to speak. Just nod for me. Good boy. This pollen does more than just slow down your thoughts, you know. It also makes your body so much more sensitive. Even the lightest touch will have you moaning. Just like that. I can make you even more sensitive than that. How? Well, let me show you. Look inside my flower. No, not at my breasts. Look lower. See how all this nectar pools where my upper body connects to the flower? This nectar is special. When refined, it is so sweet that no one can resist. That's why people try so hard to hunt an Alarain. When fresh, it is also among the most powerful. It is also among the most powerful aphrodisiacs in the world. So, let me give you a taste. I'll just dip a couple fingers into my nectar and bring them up to your lips. Go on, taste it. Doesn't it look so sweet? So, open your mouth. Yes, just like that. Now, pet. Lap it all up. That's it. Take in every drop. Savor the sweetness. Lose yourself in the taste. You can stop sucking now, dear. The nectar's all gone. Oh, you want more? My, my, you've lost yourself completely, haven't you? I can see it in your eyes. All your resistance is gone. The only thing left is desire. I'll indulge you then. Come here. I'll just gently lower you to my flower until your entire lower body is submerged and drenched in my nectar. Doesn't that feel good? I'm going to release you from my vines now. I doubt even a thought of escaping is left in your mind. That's right. Cling to me. Press into my softness. Lose yourself in my scent. Now then, I want to taste you too. How delicious. Looks like you enjoyed it too. It's no surprise. My nectar is so sweet because it comes from me. It's only natural my lips would be just as sweet. You know, it isn't just my lips that are sweet. My whole body is soaked in my nectar. My whole body is soaked in my nectar whenever my flower is closed. You can taste it all over my skin. Go on, try it. Oh yes, just like that. Lick all over my breasts. Suck on them. Lose yourself even deeper in my taste. Oh, you're thrusting so desperately against me. Let me take you in. Oh, yes. Just like that. Feel my folds wrap around you. Oh. Oh. I'm so soaked for you. Ah, oh, yes. Keep sucking on me. Oh, good pant. Suckle me as I fuck you. Oh. Oh. Oh, harder. Thrust harder into me. Oh. Oh. Give yourself to me. Oh. Give yourself to me. Oh. 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 I can feel you throbbing so much. Give in to it. Oh. Lose yourself to the pleasure and come for me. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, you're such a good little toy. Oh. 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 Good boy. You make such a great toy. Oh, you are exhausted now. That's okay. You can sleep here in my arms. My flower makes a lovely bed. And when you wake up, you can feed me again. I'll be playing with you every day from now on. Of course it will be every day. You don't want to leave, do you? I didn't think so. There's nowhere else you could possibly find this much pleasure. So, it'd be better to just stay with me. I'll be having fun with you for a very long time.